This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page. Like us, visit us, and follow us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. My next guest is Jane Utter. Jane is Managing Director of Summer Fair 2021. Yes, it's back again this year, June 4th, 5th, and 6th at Coney Island. It's our pleasure to welcome Jane Utter back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
Thank you for having us back. I'm doing very well.
All right. Summer Fair, as I mentioned, is coming up on June 4th, 5th, and 6th, and we're excited to have you guys back. For those that may not know, explain to us exactly what Summer Fair is.
It is a fine arts and fine crafts fair that happens the weekend after Memorial Day every year. And we bring in the cream of the crop artists from all over the country. This year, we'll have 275 people that are going to be bringing all of their wares that they've had this whole pandemic to come up with and produce. So when you come in, you'll be able to see that. You'll be able to purchase one-of-a-kind items you can't find anywhere else and put it on your walls, put it on your ears, wherever, out in your yard. It's going to be just great.
Okay. And so one of the things that I always like to emphasize on is, and you mentioned this, is that everything is unique at Summer Fair. It's one of a kind. And you guys only select the best of the best. It's just not anybody. You guys invite them. They have to be invited.
They actually apply, and then we judge them. We hire judges. So it's not like I'm picking my friends or anything. They actually have to be judged into the fair.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show, more information about Summer Fair can be found on our social media platforms. You can visit us on Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. There, like us and follow us there. This morning, we're speaking to Jane Utter. She is Managing Director of Summer Fair 2021. Now, Summer Fair is recognized on a national level. This event has won major industry national awards. So and it's right in our backyard.
Exactly. We are doing very well nationwide in the magazines and so forth. And it's generally the artists that vote the best. So the people that get to come here think that we are the cream of the crop of the art fair industry. So and these people travel all over the country.
Okay, so let's talk about some good eats. Now, you guys feature gourmet food vendors, too, as well, and that's unique as well. Is that right for Summer Fair?
We do. We've had to we made changes. Mm-hmm. Now we've been told by the health department that we can treat it just like 2019.
All right.
But we have extra spaces for food and vendors, so that we're not as crowded as we used to be. The artists will be 6 feet apart instead of the booths right next to each other. So come down, do what makes you feel comfortable. We're going to try our best to make you feel that way while you're there.
So give us an idea of some of the food that we can expect and some of the liquid libations, as you call them.
Well, we Platform Beer is one of our sponsors. So there'll be beer. There's mixed drinks by Coney Island. All of the, you know, the usual Kona Ice will be there. We've got beverages of all types. One of our new food vendors is Anna Marie Deep Fried Pies.
Mm.
So come with a sweet tooth in mind, but we also have our beef tips. We've got seafood. We've got chicken. We've got vegan foods. We've got everything you might want to get a little energy boost, make your plans to go back out and get those pizzas that you'd seen earlier.
Mm, that sounds really good. I must be really hungry this morning because everything you just mentioned sounds really good. Now, you guys have this new area, the Green Square. Explain to us what that is.
Well, the Moonlight Gardens area and all of those booths that we had out front of that has been made off limits to us. But Coney Island took out all of their rides, and underneath those mature trees, we are going to have about 50 to 55 artists up in that area. So make sure that you check out the map. You can park over by the pool and come in on the east side. That's where that Green Square area is. And it's just a beautiful new area that you should definitely make sure to see.
Okay, so we're talking about Summer Fair 2021 at Coney Island. Now, let's talk about this. Now, every year you guys have entertainment. Can we expect that again this year?
Yes. The one thing that we did have to give up for this year only is our youth arts area. We just weren't sure how we could keep that sanitized well for the little ones with all their hands and so forth. That'll be back next year. We have an acoustic stage with some hand-picked by Elaine Deal, specialty artists from our area, and they will be on stage in the food court area. Right next to it is our acoustic stage. The other entertainers will be bringing back as we can.
Now, what about parking? Because parking for a lot of people can be a big deal. What should we expect there?
The parking is free.
Good.
Our summer fair picks up that tab for you. Our charge is $10 at the door, cash at the door, or you can pre-order and get a $15 three-day pass that way. But once you get in, come in the east side by the pool or the west side, and there is ample parking, and there's also a handicap parking as well.
All right. And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. We're speaking to Jane Utter, Managing Director of Summer Fair 2021. Takes place at Coney Island, June 4th, 5th, and 6th. For more information, you can head to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, and like us there, and we'll have all the details there. Now, you just mentioned this, but you guys have advanced tickets and multi-day tickets available online. Is that right?
That is correct. If you go to the front page of our website, just click on the image, or down below it says purchase tickets here, and that'll take you right to Eventbrite where you can purchase those tickets.
And Jane, one important thing, and I think I want everybody to realize this, is that the organization provides scholarships for deserving art students. Tell us more about that. I think that's really important to note.
Thank you for bringing that up. We do give back to the arts community here in Greater Cincinnati. A lot of people don't understand that we make money these 3 days at our fair to give back. This past year, we gave back $80,000. And we give to high school students, college students, working artists, music groups, theater groups, and any other areas. If you're in one of those groups, you can go to our website, and we talk about the different ways that we give back to the community with exhibitions, scholarships, funding, that type of thing. So.
Okay.
That's our mission.
So what does it feel like on your end to, after doing Summer Fair, and then to be able to give out these scholarships and make such a huge impact on so many people's lives, these artists, what does that feel like for you guys? That has to be really rewarding, I would imagine.
It's very rewarding. And when you come to the fair and you see the green shirts that have on the polo shirts in green with our logo on the chest, those are the people that work diligently for those 3 days. But also, we're a year-round organization. So they are in the mix when we choose our winners or hang the exhibitions. They're the helpers for the year-round organization that we have.
Now, what does these success stories look like for those that receive these scholarships from Summer Fair? What does those success stories look like?
Well, I have seen names that have come across as a high school student or a college student or even our poster design winners. And then I see them applying for our working artist monies, or I see their name in the news that they have gone on to build into bigger and better things. And it always makes us really proud that we have been able to fund them to grow to, you know, like make it to the New York scene or the West Coast scene, or to become profitable in their medium that they've chosen. So it really makes us feel proud that we are a part of making these artists successful.
Now, finally this morning, why should our listeners come out and support Summer Fair, Jane, June 4th, 5th, and 6th at Coney Island?
There are several reasons why you should come out to Coney. One, because it's a beautiful park setting. It's an enjoyable weekend. You can have fun. You can talk to the artists that are making these one-of-a-kind items that you can purchase and take home with you and then enjoy the rest of the year or for years to come. And it's also a good feeling to know that you're helping the art community right here in your own backyard.
All right. And if our listeners would like to find out more, if they would like those advanced one day or multi-day tickets, and we know that they're available online, they can go to summerfair.org. Is that right, Jane?
That's exactly right. Come out. Enjoy the weekend with us. We're going to be there, rain or shine. Cicadas or no cicadas. Generally, Coney Island doesn't have that many because that area floods so much. So you won't really see that many of those creatures down there.
All right. Thank you so much, Jane.
Thank you very much for having us.